Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachas of Moichik, of erasing on Shabbos. So we established so far is number one, there's an Isser Mechika when you break the Oisiyos or the Tzurois, you break the letters or the pictures on a piece of cake. The Ramah says that's Asat Mechika. And we also brought down that there's a Shiloh about separating letters that might also be a problem. When you separate letters in a book, that might also be a problem. So you see that moichik doesn't dafka mean erasing. It means anytime you break up words, it's a shayla of moichik. And therefore, there comes a big shayla when you all want to open a package and there's lettering on the package. Could I tear the package? I'm going to do a kalkul. It's not a shayla of destroying, of tearing on Shabbos, korea on Shabbos. Why? It's not a shayla of tearing because I'm a kalkul. I'm destroying it. But what happened to the problem of moichik of erasing letters? Ah, you can tell me it's not moichik. Moichik means erasing. But you see, not like that. You see from the case of a cake and the case of the book, that even just separating letters is also a problem. So is it a problem to open up packages on Shabbos where you're ripping the letters? So the Mishavur writes clearly in Simon Tuf Kuf Yotes Sifkatin Alf, read his Lashon, Akum Shavi Ksav Chosim, a guy brings you on Yontiv a letter that's sealed, Mutal Paisav Yontiv, let it rip it open on Yontiv. Ah, he says, in Koslov Oisis Asuris, if there's letters on it, Osir, to do that, because Mishum Moichik, because of Moichik, it's also to rip it. So Klar, in the Mishabruah, that's also as Moichik, and also Mishabruah in Simon Shim Mem, Sivkot Mem Aleph, says the same thing. You cannot rip lettering because of problem of Moichik. But let's be Ma'ayin in what's Pshat in such halacha, and if there's any Mokum to be Meikel. So really, you could tie in this Machloikis, really the Machloikis, the Ramah, and the Lavush, when it comes to the Sefer. Because we said by a Sefer, Me'ikar Adin, we hold Smutter. Ramah holds its Smutter. By open and close the sefer, we say Ikar Adin Amach Mutav LaBracha. But Ikar Adin, it's Mutav when you open and close the sefer. So why would ripping letters on packaging be different than opening a sefer? So the truth is, you have to say it's a difference. Why? Because the same Ramah that says it's Mutav to open up the book and close the book says it's Asur to break the cake. Why isn't it the same thing as the book? What's the difference? I'm just separating the letters. Why is it different than a book? So there's two reasons why you can mechalak between the two. The Ramah himself says the chilik is like this, that by the cookies or the cake, you are eating it afterwards. So not only are you separating it, you're destroying it. That's why it's a problem. Masha Inkin, by the book, you're not destroying it. And it would come out, Lefi, this chilik that Dermar says, that when it comes to our package, it won't be a problem. Because just like by a cake, according to Ramah, if you just separate the letters on the cake, you broke the letters and you didn't eat it, through Ramah be mutter, because that's like a book. So here also, it would be mutter technically, that's what would come out. That's what come out for you then. The Eli Rabbi Taka speaks out that after he brings down the Ramah's Tarot, he says, Lishbara ugais dafka kusha oichlam oisan, the Ovid Maisa, the Efshe lachs of the carbon, you can't put it back together. Avim rak shoivrim a uga b'loyachila, but if you break the uga out, eating a shari is mutter. So, Lafi, that Eli Rabbi who learned in the Ramah, would be mutter to rip a package. But there's another Tarot, the Mechalak between ugais, to make a chilak between cake and the book. The Taz has a whole different reason. He says, buy the cake. There, first it started off being one entity, and then I broke it. I destroyed that one entity. It's not one entity anymore. It's broken apart. Even if I bring it back together again, it's not the same anymore. It's not one entity anymore. Mashiachim by a book, it was never one entity. It was closed book and open book. It turns back to the same exact thing. So I didn't destroy anything. I didn't change anything. Mashiachim by a cookie, I changed something. So Zok Deli Rab will feed this far of the Taz. It will come out. Anytime you break the cake, it'll be Aser. And therefore, anytime you break a package, it'll also be Aser. So therefore, it comes out that Lafita Taz, it's Aser, and Shulchan Arav also learns that Taz will be Aser, but Lafita Chuvah Shemah, it might be Mutter to break open those packages. So, therefore, since it's a Machloikis, so Lamaisi after Machmir, why? Because Ruru says you have to Machmir, and the Achronim today, like in the Shabbos home from Simcha Mokon, says you have to Machmir, the Kovitz Halachas from Kanetsky says you have to Machmir, Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa Perak Tes, Issa Gimel says you have to Machmir. Therefore, the Halach is that it's also to rip lettering. But since it's a machlokes, we came out with machlokes, and plus we have the sheet of a dogel meravava that holds that when it's mekalkel and it's in a mechavin and it's the rabbanon, then it's mutter. So you have those two sheetas. Therefore, if it's not a psik ratio, when you're trying to open something, if it's not a psik ratio, then you could attempt to open it without ripping letters. And if it happens, it's not nishka ferlich. And that's number one. Number two is if you have shasat chak, you have a package you need it for Shabbos, and there's no way to open it without lettering. So you could do it kleachaya, do it with your left hand. Do it with your teeth. Then, in such a case, then left hand will help. But do it with your teeth. That will be called klacha yad. That will be a hetter. And also, you're allowed to give it to children. You know the ripping letters. Why are you allowed to do this? Because lemaisa, that the ripping letters is a shtickle of machloikas. We pass in the mishrusus klar. It's aser. But there is a makom to be mekel for the tshuva shel Ramon Dagom Vava. Therefore, it's a makom to be mekel for you give it to children. And b'shasat chak you could do a klachayan. Now, even us, we pass that's usher. But between the oisiyos, between the letters, you could rip the package. Even though some hold tin oisiyos is a problem also. But since the whole thing is a shayla, therefore between the oisiyos is mutter to do. So the bottom line is, it's usher to open packages if you're ripping letters like the Mishmur Paskins. But it's a machloikis, and therefore you give it to children. And in between the ICIs will be mutter.